Welcome to the Citizens for Health radio show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Jim Turner and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Citizens for Health radio show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Citizens for Health provides over 100,000 supporters with consumer news, action alerts, and opportunities to take action. For nearly two decades, Citizens for Health has been a nonprofit pioneer in the natural health freedom movement. The Citizens for Health Education Foundation offers tools to inform the public of health issues and educate and influence policymakers. Jim Turner is here to spread the word about some of the most interesting topics that can affect your world. From the dangers of mislabeled or dangerous products to the questions and concerns of vaccines, you'll want to listen to Jim as he speaks on behalf of Citizens for Health. And now, on to our show with Jim Turner and Peter Mingles. Take it away, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. This is our Citizens for Health radio show. And a decade ago, almost like a decade ago, maybe even 11 years ago, we started a radio show with citizens.org. That's the website, but Citizens for Health with an attorney friend of ours that became a friend of ours. His name is Jim Turner. Jim Turner passed away, I think it's 2 years ago, in January. And we didn't redo the intro because we hadn't done live radio shows for a really long time after Jim passed. So I spoke to the people from Citizens, and I've been continuously speaking to the people because we loved Jim Turner's stuff. I mean, I did replays every Friday at the same spot, not only in honor of Jim, but also his information was just great. And his lessons were timeless, meaning he could use them at any time. They were just really good. And I loved his brilliant mind. So I kind of pushed a couple of people over at Citizens, begged, if you will, and I said, please, you know, that's such great information. We really need that. Can you get somebody else? And the timing was right. And right now we have the president of Citizens for Health, James Gormley. He's going to be doing the radio shows as many Fridays as we possibly can at the same time. So we'll redo the intro eventually, but Jim Turner is always going to have his fingerprints and his spirit, of course, on this radio show and, of course, on Citizens for Health. So the website is citizens.org, citizens.org. And James Gormley, I want to say thanks for being here, and I'm going to give you the stage so you can talk about whatever we want to talk about on our very first radio show.
Thank you very much, Peter. Pleasure to be here. Well, no one can ever fit into Jim Turner's shoes. What I can help to do is continue the legacy that Jim Turner really created for Citizens for Health and for all of its 100,000 subscribers. And so that's what I have been trying to do. I've been involved with the organization. I was first asked by a previous head of it, Anna Mika, asked me to represent Citizens for Health at a CUNY Graduate Center lecture. I believe it was in 2004 or the beginning of 2005. To talk about, to do a presentation about Codex Alimentarius, International Food Trade Regulations, and also the European Food Supplements Directive, to talk about some of the threats that some of those international bodies and directives were posing in terms of dietary supplements. So that's how I initially got involved. I became a senior policy advisor. I was vice president, senior policy advisor for many years. And then last year, when Jim Turner passed, the chairman, Betsy Lehrfeld, was nice enough to ask me to step in as president of the organization. And that's what I did. And I've been in the natural health field since 1995. I was the editor-in-chief of Better Nutrition magazine for about 8 years. I was a regulatory and scientific affairs person for a nutritional company for about 4 years. I was editorial director of a group of natural products industry magazines. Been a medical editor. I've written 6 books, including my latest book, which Citizens for Health supported, by the way, Health at Gunpoint, the FDA's Silent War Against Health Freedom, that came out in 2013. But anyway, that's a brief recap, hopefully not overly long.
No, perfect. Well, we're going to learn a lot more about you as well and the organization. I know Jim Turner was one of the original Ralph Nader Raiders. So that kind of shows you how long ago that was. And I remember he constantly mentioned he wrote a book called The Chemical Feast in 1973. So you guys have been at this for a long time. So he was decades old and as an attorney. You guys have done a great job. I've signed up, of course, for the newsletter. I get the action alerts when you guys do the action alerts, and now you'll be able to use this radio show if you wanted to as well to kind of help spread the word. But there's a lot of things that have gone on, and I know you focused a lot on health and nutrition, and on this radio show we'll probably talk a lot about that, dietary supplements and things along that line, but we'll probably delve into pharmaceuticals and stuff like, you know, big drug companies and maybe even some politics along the way because it is an election year, you know, there we go. So we'll probably talk about a whole bunch of stuff there. And always try to take that transpartisan, if you will, approach of kind of discussing issues. And why don't you talk to us a little bit about the philosophy of Citizens for Health? I don't think you guys are actually, you know, like forming protests and breaking into the Capitol building and stuff along that line. You know, you're not closing down JFK or the Brooklyn Bridge, you know, with protests. So talk to us a little bit about your approach towards the stuff that you handle.
Sure. Well, yes, we don't we don't take positions. We take positions that promote the rights of consumers of in the United States to be able to be fully informed about all aspects of products they are exposed to, chemicals they are exposed to, foods that they eat, supplements that they eat, and the air that they breathe, et cetera. So we take positions where we feel that there are dangers that have either not been addressed or exposed, or have been covered up. So that's pretty much like some of the positions we've taken. So I mean, for instance, over the years, we've, you know, fought for different things in terms of the first big fight that Citizens for Health had was founded in 1992. But the first big fight was for the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994. And that, without getting into all of the reasons why that came about, I will say that the supplements were in danger of being, most supplements were in danger of being taken off the market because they had over the RDA level of various nutrients. So the FDA and some marshals wound up raiding the clinic of Dr. Jonathan Wright. It's called the Dahoma Clinic Raid in May 1992. And after that created a groundswell, which was sort of taken up by the National Nutritional Foods Association, which is a trade organization, now called the Natural Products Association, and also an early incarnation of Citizens for Health. And that had people like Joe Bassett, Jim Golick, Margaret Isley, Bonnie Minsky, Joan Priestley, and Alexander Schaus, Greg Winters, et cetera. Shortly after that, Jim Turner got involved, fortunately. So he was one of the – he and those others were really the main drivers of the consumer grassroots side to push for a new – law to come into being, and that was the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, which ultimately was passed. But there was a big fight. There were millions of letters sent to Washington to Congress, and so that was one of the the first big fights that we had. And again, that was going to my earlier point. It was about access to high quality, high potency, if need be, high quality, high potency, high quality, efficacious, safe dietary supplements. And our other fights have been for other things, whether it's dangers such as from sucralose or dangers from fluoridation of water, et cetera. Those are some of the things that we've, a couple of things that we've fought for or
Excellent.
Against.
Excellent. I know our listening audience is a lot in the health and nutrition field, so this is really pertinent information for them to learn a lot about their the background of their industry. And one mm-hmm. thing that I learned when I was doing the radio shows with Jim is, number one, I did not know a lot. I mean, he knew way more than I did because he lived longer than I did and actually lived through these experiences. So I was reminded of that just recently. Even people that I look up to that I consider experts, they all have something to learn by talking to people that knew a little bit more or maybe were in the trenches when those things were going on. I was just watching Del Bigtree has the domain name thehighwire.com, and he's a big person that knows a lot about vaccines. Well, he interviewed a gal who was there when they were doing the 1986 legislation as far as making the pharmaceutical companies immune from lawsuits. And she went through a history, and his eyes were wide open, basically saying, I thought I knew all this stuff, but I really didn't know the details of how all this stuff happened. And that's hopefully what we'll be able to do when we talk about this radio show. You have a vast amount of information, and we have such a new listening audience, meaning there's a lot of people that are growing up in their 20s, 30s, 40s. They've never heard any of this stuff before. They don't know about the wars that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They think that maybe some of the battles are first-time battles. And I remember when I was talking to Jim Turner, he'd be like, you know, Peter, this isn't a first-time battle. I mean, you're old enough to just be like in that gap between when the old battle was ending and when the new battle is starting. But this has been done three times so far. So whether it's election issues, nutritional supplements, I mean, this is an old, old battle. It's almost like reincarnation, if you will, relative to some of these things. So I'm glad you're going to be able to help us walk our way through the nutritional supplement thing, because a big portion of our audience are either health coaches, people that call themselves lifestyle coaches. They're in home-based businesses where they might sell nutritional supplements, and they sell them. They don't necessarily know the backgrounds behind them, and there's a lot of them. I was just looking at a headline recently that a network marketing company had one of their products taken down by the FDA because it had a certain element in it that it wasn't supposed to have in it. So there's a lot of newbies in here as well, so I'm looking forward to any or all of this stuff. Let's do this. I'm going to run a commercial first. For those people listening in, this is our first of a zillion more radio shows with James Gormley. He's the president of Citizens for Health. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Citizens for Health radio show, brought to you by Citizens for Health on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jim Turner and Peter Meagles. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Citizens for Health provides over 100,000 supporters with consumer news, action alerts, and opportunities to take action. You can learn more by going to the website citizens.org. That's www.citizens.org. Or through the link to the Citizens for Health show segment on buildingfortunesradio.com. For nearly two decades, Citizens for Health has been a nonprofit pioneer in the natural health freedom movement. Our special guest, Jim Turner, has an extensive background as an attorney and is one of our favorite experts on Building Fortunes Radio. Tune in often and listen to Jim. Visit buildingfortunesradio.com. Click on the Citizens for Health radio show link to learn more and hear our archived radio shows. Thanks for listening to Citizens for Health Radio, and now back to our show.
So you heard it a couple of times during the commercial break, buildingfortunesradio.com. If you do /citizens, we made it simple for you to have that one page that you'll be able to go to. And James Gormley is our new guest host on this segment. We're going to make sure he has a guest page as well. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com and then you go for looking for the name James Gormley, G-O-R-M-L-E-Y, you'll be able to find his page there, and I'll make sure that he has that where he can put up the link to his book or books, a description, a little bit more about himself, and we'll help promote him as well as the different things that he's working on as well. So, James, thanks for the introduction. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the little brief recap there. What are some of the topics that you want to cover moving forward? And if you want to talk a little bit about those topics, we certainly have a few minutes to be able to do that. But what are some of the topics you want to talk about to help customers or listeners or even your own people that are part of Citizens for Health to kind of focus on or be aware of?
Well, sure. A few areas I would point to relating to supplements or natural products where there's a lot of confusion out there on the regulatory side, on the enforcement side, and in the marketplace. And then obviously retailers and consumers have the same concerns are regarding things like CBD, for instance, which is from, you know, the non-THC version component from cannabis. And basically it's you find it in a lot of pain creams and you know, different products. But the FDA has been has really taken a back seat and sort of I don't know if I would use the word malign neglect, but certainly neglect. It's certainly even though the USDA has approved hemp production, the FDA has not given any clear guidance in terms of CBD. So you have manufacturers who don't know whether they can produce it, if they should produce it, if they should invest in it. Retailers don't know what to tell their customers, and it's just a confusing situation. That's one product. Another would be vinpocetine, which is an herbal extract from a plant called vinca. I believe it's vinca minor. But it's very good for brain health, and it has approximately 26 years, well, no, it's probably 30 years now, but of safe use behind it. But the FDA issued some sort of warning in 2019 saying something about women of childbearing age, they should, you know, be cautious. So that kind of put a they really didn't have, I mean, certainly pregnant women, and there are many supplements say that they're not supposed to be used by pregnant women. So I'm not sure why they would have to issue a specific, you know, warning regarding that. So anyway, that right. created, you know, a bit of a chill. And so basically it's been a lot of that's out there like in a cloud in terms of whether it can be sold, whether it can be used, whether it can be, you know, companies can come out with it. So that's one. And then another big issue, the FDA has been pulling this thing called drug preclusion, using this part of DSHEA supplement law. They've been using part of it, which says that, pretty much says that if there's a nutrient out there, and then we find out that there was some sort of clinical investigation study that was done, who knows when. It could be done 30 years after the nutrient was on the market. Then suddenly it's no longer considered a dietary supplement. It's now considered a drug, and you can't sell it. So they've been trying to say that with a very popular ingredient called NMN, nicotinamide mononucleotide. So that's one of the, you know, those are a few of the cases of products or supplements and products that are being threatened. And as part of a larger by the FDA, which is captured by the pharmaceutical industry, it's a larger effort by them to give favor and monopoly protection to the pharmaceutical industry.
Excellent. You know, when you were referencing things for pregnant women, Again, I'm a novice at this, relatively speaking, to a lot of the experts that are out there, but I always remembered, like, pregnant women and things they put on or in their body were sacred. I mean, it was like, oh, my God, like, you almost didn't do anything, you know? And
right.
The reality, whether it was hair coloring or nail polish or smelling stuff or things like that, and then an interesting conversation we might be able to have is, how in the world did they approve COVID vaccines for pregnant women in different
right.
amounts and variations? I mean, it's crazy. And when you talk
especially
about, you
considering
know,
that Thimerus, well, especially considering
right.
that Thimerus all wound its way in, what wound its way into the flu vaccines. Let me go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, so that's a whole interesting, lively conversation of the, I'm going to say the questionable or hypocrisy of how in the world could they say, oh, no, you can't do this because you're pregnant in a dietary supplement, but yet, oh, why don't you just take this stuff that we tested on 8 lab rats or mice, you know, and we now all of a sudden we're saying it's okay to put inside a newborn. It's crazy. So I hope we have lots of these types of conversations. So, mm-hmm. and the just for your reference point, and I know you know this, but just for our Building Fortunes reference point, in the home-based business and specifically the network marketing industry, whenever there's a shiny object, everybody jumps into it. Like, when I say everybody, almost everybody. So when CBD came out, every nutritional company just were forced, I'm going to use that term, to have some kind of a CBD kind of a product. And they came out in droves, and you could just imagine the claims that were being made about what this stuff does. And I don't know enough about it to be a big fan, but from all the research that I have done, both with this industry and outside, I'm a big fan of CBD when done the right way. So it could be
mm-hmm.
like a miracle product if done the right way. There's a lot of people that just see it as a shiny object, and they just kind of sprinkled it in, like, well, let's just add it to whatever. So they were adding it to everything.
Cornflakes.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you sprinkle it on your cornflakes is right. Okay, perfect. Okay, so we got a couple of minutes left. Is there any topic that's new that you might want to talk about relative to whether, you know, what you see might be something that we take a look at sometime in the future, meaning in 2024? We know it's an election year. And stuff happens in election years that doesn't usually happen in non-election years, but presidential election years like the one we have going on, you know, we're looking at, you know, airlines already starting to tell people you have to be masked. We're going through the legal proceedings of mandates, and people were saying, well, you know, I'm getting my back pay back because I got fired because they made me take a vaccine. And now we're hearing all the studies that are coming out about long-term COVID and long-term challenges associated with the vaccines or a combination of both. I mean, it's just about as confusing as I've ever seen it. And, again, I'm not old enough to remember everything, but it's about as confusing as I've seen it. So is there any hot topics you think we're going to be coming about in the next couple of minutes? We can discuss that.
Sure. Well, I mean, certainly vaccines and masking and all the craziness that's gone on over the last few years and is continuing to go on, that is a good area. Another area to look at is states. Such as New York, New Jersey, California, for instance, who are in the process. Well, New York has done something negative towards dietary supplements, but there's different bills or laws, in the case of New York, restricting dietary supplements for people, young people, if they're relating to weight loss or basically weight loss in any way. So there are very, very restrictive laws and bills that are in process in various states that have the potential to have very serious ramifications for consumer access to dietary supplements.
Now, one of the ones that I'm a little bit concerned of isn't necessarily a dietary supplement, but it's that drug that people have been taking like crazy to lose weight. It's that Ozempa or whatever it might be.
Ozempic.
Don't remember the Yeah. So is that on your radar at all? Like, I look at that as being like, okay, this is a future headline. Like, this is a future
mm-hmm.
headline. Anything that works as well as being
mm-hmm.
so massively used or copied is going to be, you know, 5 years from now, we're going to be talking about unbelievable headlines and lawsuits and everything else like that. So is there anything you want to talk about relative to that?
Yeah, well, that Ozempic has it's gone through the stratosphere in terms of the lunacy about that, you know, basically a diabetes drug being used, you know, off-label for weight loss and by people who don't even have diabetes, who don't even have the disease. So that's very serious. But also serious are all of these crazes that are related to that, such as berberine. And berberine is fine, by the way. I have nothing against berberine. But these things on TikTok and...
What is berberine? I'm unfamiliar with that
term. It's an herb that can be... One of the uses is for... Can help with weight loss. But it's being promoted... Or glucose, healthy glucose. But it's being promoted as the new Ozempic. And, you know, these influencers are on TikTok and what have you, you know, touting whatever herb it might be, whether it's berberine or something else. You know, we know the thing we had with Dr. Oz effect, with the new miracle in a bottle, you know, and all of these things. So it's not just on the drug side. There really is a lot of craziness on the nutrient side, where you have certain influencers who wind up creating a craze or some sort of a mania where, you know, the science isn't necessarily, you know, they put these supplements in the wrong box or the wrong lane, and then they create unfair expectations, which can never be met, and then the supplements wind up getting a bad rap. So that's a concern there.
Right, and then the drug companies use that bad rap to be able to get them labeled as either drugs or taken off the market. So
which happened with Ephedra.
Yeah, exactly. So we are done with our first radio show. So I'll let you wrap it up, then we're going to play our little commercial break or our little exit, and then we'll be back next week. So you got about a minute.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Peter, for this opportunity. I look forward to many more calls. And as Peter said, feel free to contact Citizens for Health. Go to the website, citizens.org. You can feel free to visit my website as well, jamesgormley.com. And I look forward to future conversations.
Excellent. We'll be back next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Citizens for Health radio show, brought to you by Citizens for Health on buildingfortunesradio.com with Jim Turner and Peter Mingles. Thanks for listening. For nearly two decades, Citizens for Health has been a nonprofit pioneer in the natural health freedom movement. Go to www.citizens.org to learn more and always listen in to Building Fortunes Radio, where our special host, Jim Turner, shares crucial information about many of the most important issues that affect your world. Citizens for Health provides over 100,000 supporters with consumer news, action alerts, and opportunities to take action. So listen in, get involved, and help spread the word. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more Citizens for Health segments with Jim Turner and Peter Mingle. And read about what's new on www.citizens.org. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Jim Turner, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to go spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.